Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, B'siyata D'shmaya. We are on the fourth shir, talking about Eid Echad, B'davar Shebe'erva, without a Cheskas Iser. The previous shir we saw Yesod Gadol, and that is that not every matter related to sexuality is considered a Davar Shebe'erva. And we gave examples of that. One example would be a blind man or a regular seeing person being with his wife at night where he can't see her. Or blind man being with his wife, he can't see her, obviously. So we're somich on tvias ena dekola, even though in dinin nefashos and dinin mamonos, we're not somich on the call, on recognizing the voice, here we are, because it's not considered a davar shebe'erva. Why not? And the answer is because the nidon isn't on this woman's status. The nidon is, he allowed to do this maisa bi or not? That's the shaila. So too, when we speak about hatsra, somebody goes up to a person and he says, listen, if you want to do this maisa bia, she's an eshesish. And memela, if you do it, you're going to be chayiv misa. And if this person, the master, the person giving the hatsra, the warning, can even be an eved, an isha. And it counts. It's a valid hatsra. They're neman to say that. Why? It's a davar shebe'erva. The answer is the shaila is not this woman's status. The shaila is, can he be with her or not? That's his question. Can he do this maisa bi or not? Who done the nafshe? He's being done latzmo. He's judging for himself in a relationship to this bia. Is she an HSH or not? Can he do this maisa bi? Can he carry it out or not? And that's the shaila. Memela, we can believe the person because it's not a davar shebe'erva. Davar shebe'erva and davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. Is when you're when we are determining the status of a person, of the woman, what her status is. But when the nidon is a certain maisa bia, to carry out a maisa bia, that's not considered a davar shebe'erva, and therefore would work even with a pasul ha'eid, or would work even with tvias ena dekola. That was the yesod we saw in the previous shir, and that was as a hemshech of what we saw before that, that there's a fundamental difference between davar shebe'erva and isurim, that isurim require ne'amanus, whereas the davar shebe'erva, if it's considered a davar shebe'erva, which means that if it's ischazik and there are two, and you require two witnesses, you need two proper witnesses, but only if it's classified as a davar shebe'erva, not classified as davar shebe'erva, then you're fine. Then you don't need, but when do you need two kosher witnesses? When it's classified as a davar shebe'erva, then you need two kosher witnesses. And that's when there's a cheskas iser, according to those shittas, that there needs to be a cheskas iser by a davar shebe'erva. And again, you're not judging whether this mais is permitted or not, but rather on her halachic status. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, so that sums it up in a nutshell, in a kleine nutshell, in a small nutshell. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Berov Rachma V'Chasadov, is going to hopefully allow us to go further, and we will see this Yisod elsewhere. And that is from a tshuva of the Noide B'Yehuda. Noide B'Yehuda, Mahaduro Kamo, Evin Ho'ezer, Simen Yud Aleph. Azoi, L'mishe Rotzeh Taktovet HaMeduyeket. Evin HaEzer, Siman Yud Aleph, V'Mahadura Kama, Shel Tshuvot HaNoda B'Yehuda. Yafe. Az ma hu kotev sham? Sham hu kotev, Isha shegirsha ba'ala mechamat safek shezinta. You have a man who divorces his wife. Why did he divorce his wife? Because we have a suffix. Whether or not she was mezane. So an Eid Echad is permitted. That's he divorced her. And now an Eid Echad says, no, you guys are beseder. You fellas are beseder, you and your wife. So the din is, says the Heilige Noide B'Yehuda, Zchus Yogen Aleinu, Zchus to learn Shuvah of Noide B'Yehuda, that he's believed. Isha shagir shabayla machma sofik shizin senem ani rechad latir alachzor lebayla lama. Mishum shela hachzir sotato ein kan ele isur lav. Ve'lav dover shebe erva mikri. Zot omeret, omer anoda biyuda, שפה מדובר בלהחזיר סוטסו. מה זה סוטסו? סוטה שאישה בגדה כביכול אולי בבעלה. אז להחזיר את הסוטה שלו, אין כאן אלא איסור לב. All you have to return this to bring back this wife, who is a suffix סוטה, she might have been unfaithful, that's only an איסור לב. And that's not called a דבר שבערבה. דבר שבערבה is being with a married woman, that's a דבר שבערבה. Dabar she'erva is being with a relative. That's a dabar she'erva, forbidden relative. Your 17th cousin, 19 times removed, is beseder. Because chances are the person you're married to is somewhere about your 17th cousin, 19 times removed, if not closer. So, I have no idea chances are. I have no idea the statistica. Ma she'ani yodea she'kan, omer amnu odibidu t'rak lav. And lav is not called a dabar she'erva. Since it's not called a dabar she'erva, an erechot is believed. והפליע עליו טובה באבני מילואים בסימן יוד סעיף קוטון בייז comes along the אבני מילואים and he says סליחה סליחה הלא כל מקור דינה דאין דבר שבערב הפוחס משניים וגם באיסור סויטר די אלפינן מקרא דכי לא ימצא דכי מצא בערב אז דבר 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 ממם the whole mocker of the din דאין דבר שבערב הפוחס משניים is with regard to the Yisur of Saita. That we learn from the Pasuk of Kimatza Ba'ervas Dover. What's Kimatza Ba'ervas Dover? Why does he want to divorce this lady? Because he found in her that she was not faithful. And therefore he wants to divorce her. And what do we learn? We learn that you need to aid him. Ki matza ba'ervas davar. And that's l'gabei Yisur Sota. Davar davar mimamon, that you need to aid him. That's where you learn the whole word of Ein davar she'erva pachas mishnayim. Right? L'gabei Yisur Sota, davar davar mimamon. And so too in Kiddushin. Ishtecha zinsa be'ed echod. Rava says, Loi mehimen. Why? The ain't davar she'erva pachas mishnayim. The soita lebaila havalei davar she'erva. Rava says, we saw in the Gemara, Kedushin 66a, a man says, your wife was mizane. Rava says, he's not believed. Ain't davar she'erva pachas mishnayim. Because soita lebaila is a davar she'erva and you need two witnesses. So we have, therefore, is that the whole makor of Isser Sota, the whole makor that you need to aid him is talking about Isser Sota. So how can the Noda Behuda say that a woman whose husband was Megarisher because of a suffix Shazinsa, and Erechad is Naman Lahatira Lachzor Labaila? Because Lahachzor Saitaso is only in Isser Lav, and it's not called the Dabar Shebeir Bahare. The whole makor is Dabar Dabar Mimam and Le'erachar Vazdavar is because it's Isser Sota. Matzah be'erva's davar is Isser Sota. And Ishtecha Zintza be'ed Echad, Rava says, Lo mehim and dein davar she'erva pachas mishnayim. Why? So there it's talking also about Sota. So there you see Sota requires two. Ki matzah be'erva's davar is talking about Sota. And from there you learn that you need to aid him. So what's Pshat in the Noda Yehuda? So the explanation in the Noda Yehuda may be that Isser Sota Labaila is considered a davar she'erva is not because of the Isser and Lav of Sota. Sota is only a Lav to take back an unfaithful wife. It's not a kare, it's not a davar she'erva. Not a chi of Mrs. Bezdin. Ela mishum etzem maisa haznus ha'oisra labaila. The problem, the Isser Sota Labaila is considered a davar she'erva because of the very maisa znus that asks her to her husband. Shugoyrim kilkulu pagam ba'ishus. It causes a kilkel, a corruption, a blemish in the ishus. Umishum hachi calls the kshanidon who kaidim shekirsha. Dibaze eid echod einoi nemon. De ein davar shebe'erva pochus mishnayim. And because of this, this is all when the nidon is, when the issue is, before the divorce. Before the divorce, one witness is not believed. That's a Rav in the Gemara, right? We had a Rav in Kiddushin 66a. Ishtecha zinsa be'ed echod. Rav says, loy mehim, and de'ein shel davar shebe'erva pochus mishnayim. So, if the nidon is before the gerushin, an eid echod is not ne'eman. Because ein davar shebe'erva pochus mishnayim. But after the gerushin, when the issue is it mutter to take her back? There's no issue here. There's no discussion here. Bekilkul ha'ishus. Ela hanidain iika ala isur lav tisoita. Baze ein din isur soita ela kishar isurim sheid echad neman ben. If you want to be... The maisis nus that answers her to her husband causes a corruption and a blemish in their physical relationship, in their issues. And because of this, if the nidon is before the gerushin, an eid echad is a neman. Ein davar shebe'erva mishnayim. You want to be makalkel the issues? In order to be makalkel the issues, you need two eidim. And therefore, Rava says, ishtecha zinsa be'eid echad, lo me'emin. Why is he not believed? Because ain't davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. Want to be makalkel the issues? It's not going to fly with less than two eidim. Aval achas shagir shol ksha nidon hu le'inyanim mutar lachziro. Right, and that's also in the Torah. That when the Torah says that ki matzah be'ervas davar mimamoin, so you want to be makalkel the issues. He found the Dervas Dover, make sure you have two witnesses. But after he divorces her, now the issue is, am I allowed to take her back? There's no Nidon Bekilkul HaYishus. What's the Nidon now? What's the issue now? What's under discussion now? What's our focus now? Our focus now is there a Lav of Sota? Or is there not a Lav of Sota? Tamid Tzirich Ladat, Ma Nidon? Ma Mitmakdim? Ma Siach Po? Ma koshi po, ma baya po. As bahtchala, kisherotzim lasorot al bala. What's the issue? The issue is the kilkula issues. For that, you need to aid him. But now we talk about soita. When we talk about the issue of soita, now, am I allowed to take her back? Is the man allowed to take her back? So there, it's like every other issue. Sheid echad nema, mem stam alav. Issue soita is alav. And we talk about Ishus. Ishus is erva. Ishus is kares. Ishus is very serious. That's a higher madriga. That's a more serious, more severe. So memela there, on that level, on the level of davar shebe'erva, you need to aid him. Even though, just to remind ourselves that we said in an earlier shir that the reason you need to wait for davar shebe'erva is not because of chomer ha'iser, but as we explain, it is because it's called a davar shebe'erva. As far as chomer iser, it's the same as other iser, but the fact that it's called davar shebe'erva. So when is it called a davar shebe'erva? When you want to be makalkel ishus. But here we're not dealing with kilkel ishus. Here we're dealing with, can you take the sota back? Can you take the sota back? So there, eid echad is ne'eman, eid echad ne'eman iser. So that is a hagana for the Noda Bihuda. Uvadai, shibinoge letzem isur lo shiny anidon the shaisa etzlo, o lachzir alachal shagirsha. When you talk about the etzem isur, there's no difference between whether he's going to leave her together with him or to take her back after he divorces her. Ella, shalafima shenit ba'er, didina de davar shebe'erva, eno mishum sha isur shel erva, chamur misha'ar isurim. Ella, she'edus bedavar shebe'erva tzorich shnaim. The din of davar shebe'erva, it's like we said in the previous shir, or two shirim ago, is not because, oh no, it was at the beginning of the previous shir, is not because the Isser of Erva is chamer than from other Isurim. But rather, once it's classified as an Edus of Davar Shebe Erva, it requires two. And therefore, only Edus that relates to the Etzem Chalos Isser V'Kilkol HaIshus is called Edus B'Davar Shebe Erva. But if the Edus is only Nogea to the Isser and the Lav, it's like other Isurim. So let's go back to the Nodu Yudu. The Nodu Yudu says that a woman whose husband divorces her because of a suffix she was Mizan or not, an Eidechad is Naman Latir, Lach Lachzer Labailo. Because the Lachzer Sotoso, Lachzer Sotoso is only a Lav. And a Chinami. In other words, you need only one aid to say that she can come back to her husband. Because the question now is there an Isser Sota. To separate her from a husband, you need two aid. But to bring her back to her husband, there one aid is enough. Why is one aid enough? Because we're dealing with Sota. It's not classified anymore as a Davar Shebe Erva. Now it's classified as the Lav of Sota, of taking your Sota, taking one Sota wife back. So the wife is a wife who was unfaithful. Can he take her back? That's not a Davar Shebe Erva. That's an Isser. And Isser, one aid is enough. So here, Baruch Hashem, we were zocha to bring a defense for the marshal of defense for the opinion of the Noda Bihud. And again, this dovetails nicely with our Yisod, that when this Davar Shebe Erva pachas aim, Davar Shebe pachas mishnayim, when it's classified as Davar Shebe Erva. But if we're dealing with Sota to take her back, whether it's Lahashaisa Etzlo, or whether it's that's Rava. Rava says, Ish Techazinsa Beit Echad Lo Mehim, and why? You can keep her. Why can you keep her? Because you need to aid him. Ain Davar Shebe Erva pachas mishnayim. You need two aidim in order to separate them. There, you need two aidim. If you want to separate, but if you want to bring her back, or a keeper if you have a suffix, then one aid is enough. זה היסוד, לקלקל את האישות צריך שני עדים, אבל בנוגע לאיסור סויטה, אם מותר להחזיר אותה או להשאות אותה, אז מספיק עד אחד. ועל דרך זה מבור גם בדברי אבני מילואים. אבני מילואים הוא בסימן מם ווב סעיף קוטון ה, שכוסף זה שיטס הרמב״ם. הרמב״ם כותב בפרק תזיין של סנהדרין, בהלוך ווב, שעד אחד נאמן להועיד גרושו, Oy zoyna isha zu ulasor talakohen. An eid echad is believed to say that this woman has been divorced, or this woman was unfaithful to her husband, and he can aser her to a kohen. He can say she was already classified as a zona, she was already classified as a grusha, and memela she is asura lebaila. The Isser Zoyna, the Grusha, the Kohen, Lovi Davar Shebe Erva, Rak Ki Isurim Da'alma. The Isser of Zoyna and Grusha to a Kohen aren't considered Davar Shebe Ervas. Even though, again, comes back to our Yisod. Just because we're dealing with a matter of sexuality does not make it necessarily a Davar Shebe Erva. Davar Shebe Erva has very rigid rules. Circumcised rules. That's a Davar Shebe Erva. Circumscribed. I like that word. So that's a Davar Shebe Erva. So, again, that would be an Eishes Ish. Being with an Eishes Ish or being with a relative. But a Kohen with a Grusha, a Kohen being imitated with a Grusha or a Zona, there we could leave one aid. Because it's like other Isurim. It's bechal not a Davar Shebe Erva. Dehani mili kodim shenisis lekoin. Aval in kvar nisis lekoin ubayit echad lohayda lashi kurusha izoyna lohitziya mibayla. Eino nema. Zeh avalei Davar Shebe Erva kevin shenidinu lohitziya mibayla. So beforehand, to say that she's a Grusha Rizona, 1 8 is enough. But afterwards, if she already got married to a Kohen, and now 1 8 comes and says she's a Grusha Rizona, and now she has to divorce her husband, he's not believed. Why not? Because now you're in the Davar Sheva Erva world. Because what's the nido now? To take her away from her husband. Taking her away from her husband's a Davar Sheva Erva! There's no difference between before marriage and after marriage. But it's called a Davar Sheva Erva because of the Hitzah Mirushus Baila. You're taking her away from her husband. So it has to be, often mahuti, it has to be called a Davar Sheva Erva. So like we saw before, a woman whose husband divorced her because of the suffix she was mizane, an eid echad, so to separate between the two of them, so al pidin Torah, you need 2 eidim. That's 2 eidim, because that's considered Davar Sheva Erva. We're dealing with separating between a husband and a wife. But to take her back, now you're in the realm of Issur Sota, so that is already, 8 echad would be enough. And therefore, if he divorces her out suffik, and now you have an 8 echad who says that, I guess now it's Shaminash Chdichti Sur maybe, because he said that she's a Surah to him, and now you have an 8 echad who comes along and says, no, she's really Muteres, so he can believe the 8 echad, because Lahach Issur Sotas is only a Lav. So when the nidon is before the divorce, an eid echad is not neman, ein davar sheva b'achas b'shnayim, to separate. But once he wants to take her back, so there's a different story. See here also, the eid echad could be neman before they get married, that she's a zona or a grusha, because there 1 8 is enough, because in the surah. But once they're already married, now you need 2 eidim already, because now we're dealing with davar sheva erva, they're married. You want to separate between them, you need 2 eidim. By the way, we have the same yesod by mamonis and by nefashis. That not every case of mamon requires two. You have to look at the mehusa davar. And Mirz Hashem, we're going to discuss that in the coming shir. As achshav, aval anachnu rotzim lo la'arich yoter midai. As achshav, bli neder anachnu nachzor laze. Umeata shapir shayach lomar toha de'ein davar sheve'er b'pochus mishnayim. ורק בישחזק איסור דהיינו, דאף שהנידון הוא איסור ערבה, מכל מוקם עלוי מצד זה, כשלעצמי, הוא כשאר איסורים דסאגי בעיד אחד. ורק אחד ישחזק איסור, והנידון הוא להויצי איסור ערבה מחזקוסה, הוא דמקרי הגב נדבר שבר בעיד אחד נאמן בו. Now we understand why אין דבר שווה ערבה פוחס משניים is only if there's a חזקס איסור. That's what we spoke about according to that שיטה. There's another shita that it even the no cheskas iser, but according to the shita that ain't ever shared with Pachos Mishnayim, is that there's a cheskas iser because even though the nidon is an iser erva, v'chozot mitzad zek shel atzma hu kishe. Otherwise, it's enough 8 echad. Mutter aser. We're dealing with iser erva. 1 8 is enough because we're just dealing with like other isurin. It's not because of the chomer iser. If it's chomer iser, it wouldn't matter. And you'd always need two, but it's not because of the chomer iser. The nidon is iser erva. So it's like other assume that 8 echad is enough if there's no cheskas iser. Only if there's a cheskas iser, and the nidon is to take an erva out of her chazaka, then it's called davar sheva erva, and an 8 echad is not neman. Because again, like we said, not every case of erva is a davar sheva erva. We have various cases, instances of davar sheva ervas, where it's enough to have a 1 8. Like the no de bihu de zisha shigir shabayla machma suffik, and 1 8 is believed to bring them back. And shitas harambam, according to the Avne Miluin, that 8 echad naman lahait grusha ozona isha zu ula asra lekoyen, and 8 echad is believed. So, that's before they get married. But afterwards, you need 2 eidim. Because again, beforehand, it's not called a davar sheva erva. Stam isuri. But afterwards, to separate between a husband and a wife, that's called already a davar So now we can also say that ain't davar sheberva pachas shayim is only ischazik isur, because the nidon is an isur erva. But mitzad zeh, again, we see a lot that isur erva in numerous places, isur erva can be even within, that's enough to have 1/8. Only if there's a cheskas isur and you want to take the erva out of her chazaka, only that fits into the parameters of what we would call a davar sheva erva, and an eid echad is not naman. And also, like we saw, when it comes to saying that the shaila is whether one's allowed to be with this woman or not, is this maisa be a mutter? That's also not called a davar sheva erva. The davar sheva erva is establishing her status. Is she married, or is she an eishes ish or not an eishes ish? Al kopanim, the yisod that comes out is that since it's not always called the davar sheva erva, just because it relates to inyanei erva, therefore we can say it's not so remote to say, it's not so wild to say or out there to say that if there's no cheskas iser, it's not called the davar sheva erva. There's no cheskas iser. In other words, there's no cheskas iser erva. So memela, it's like regular isurim. Only if there's a cheskas iser erva and you want to take the erva out of her chazaka, already that meets the requirements of being a davar sheva erva v'inyan echad neman. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, yesh lanu od derech lefaneinu. Zana yisharu imanu, ve'anachu nireh niflaot mitorat Hashem. Toda rabba rabba, she'ezantem. Ani modeh lechem, yad shalom.